Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life, and we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started.
Hi, this is Paul Majdelski from Leading Edge Real Estate. I'm joined today by Linda Okoneski, my business partner, and this is a continuation of our blog on dark listings. So we've been talking about dark listings. The MLS has instituted a new policy, clear cooperation policy. This policy becomes effective on May 1st. Just to describe the detail of the policy, it requires all listing brokers to submit their listing to MLS for cooperating with MLS participants within one business day of marketing that property to the public. Now, Linda, that would be a perfect world if we could get everybody to engage and do that. How do we do that?
You know, it's funny you should say that. If everyone obeyed these rules, every buyer would have a chance to get into everything. Every seller would know they had everyone had a chance to buy their house. Every agent would never feel locked out or buyer feel locked out of a property. It's just the way the world should be. And our reputation as real estate agents would skyrocket if people felt like they were always being treated fairly. And this is totally driven to protect the consumer. So how do we do that? I think every agent and every company is faced with a choice right now. What are they going to do? Now, we talked in a previous episode, off-market listings, there are legitimate reasons to have them. They're rare.
They're unusual.
They're unusual and rare. And by the way, we should note that it's against our MLS to ever suggest someone goes off market, and which is interesting because there's companies out there that are marketing, we're going to do off market. You cannot initiate a discussion on going off market. And if you do, you have to fully disclose the potential losses and adverse impacts. You have to disclose that. So that being said, I feel like we need our friends in this industry who are our competitors. You know, we are talking about it at our office ad nauseum. We're going to do the right thing. Leading Edge wants to position itself as the company who you can always count on, who will not try to sell it behind your back, who will not try to make both sides of the commission, who aren't going to do anything devious. That's been our mantra. And our agents really understand this. They're proud to be part of our company because of it. And I imagine that's the same at other companies. I had a wonderful conversation with Chris Hill over at Keller Williams. She's out of Lexington, and I think it's Concord, Acton area. And she's on board. She wants to join the fight with us, Paul. And I think we need all of our friends, at Sotheby's and at Berkshire Hathaway and at Coldwell Banker and the Century 21s to join us. That we're going to call on principals and all of their agents to take the pledge, to do the right thing. So that's the first thing, right? Just to do the right thing. But then there's
the right thing. And so in previous episodes, we've talked about, you know, we've defined what dark listings are. We've defined the disruptors who are playing by their own rules. We've described this new clear policy that will be engaged as of May 1st. You're talking about we all have to rise above this. At Leading Edge, we constantly get agents coming to us and saying, they're not playing by the rules. I feel like I need to play in that arena. We discourage that. We say, you know, you've got to do the right thing, and you've got to play by the rules that are within the MLS and within the National Association of Realtors. That clearly will benefit both consumers, companies, our consumers, companies, and agents. So
it's the win-win-win, right?
Win-win-win, and I think all we can do is encourage everyone in the real estate community to play fairly. Right. That's what it really comes down to.
That's what it comes down to. But what when they don't? When they don't, that's part two. What do we all need to do to clean up our own backyard, to clean up the industry, to protect consumers? What needs to happen, Paul?
So the CLEAR cooperation policy is effective as of May 1st. There's no reason why today you couldn't engage in that policy, and everyone should.
By the way, that policy is national. We actually already have those rules in place.
And you know, we at Leading Edge certainly are always doing the right thing and encouraging our agents to practice that policy. So this is nothing new for us. But where the rubber hits the road is with the disruptors. Now, will the disruptors try to wiggle around this and do something else, or continue their same practices as of May 1st?
I drive by a house one day and there's a coming soon sign. Mm-hmm. And I drive by the next day and it's still there and it's still not an MLS. What do I do, Paul?
You report that as a violation to your local MLS. All MLSs have a way to reach out and report a violation. I think that's the only way that we can make progress on this. Look, MLS does their best. They define the policy and the procedures. The National Association of Realtors has defined the CLEAR cooperation policy. May 1st is the date that is it will be enforced. But now it's up to us in the real estate community to make this a do the right thing village, and for us all to do the right thing.
That's absolutely right. So, but I think we have more power than we realize. It just means taking the time, right? And when you see things that are advertised on Zillow that are not in MLS, when you see anything advertised anywhere, if you can't find it in MLS, it is already a violation. You don't have to wait till May 1. That's just the National Association of Realtors. And remember, that's integral to our code of ethics, to protect the consumer.
You know, Linda, you mentioned something earlier that I think is really important for broker owners, principals, or managers of real estate brokerages. And something that we probably don't do enough of is, you mentioned you were talking to a fellow broker owner in our marketplace, and you and that other broker owner agreed to be on watch and make sure that all of your agents are cooperating fairly and doing the right thing. If principals, broker owners, and managers could have more of a cooperating spirit like that, that would definitely help to move this to a more cooperative playing field. Wow. That's something that we don't do enough of in our industry, and I would encourage that type of practice and thinking.
So I would certainly make myself available to talk to anyone. I know you would too, because I think sometimes I think this is the beginning of a movement. I'm really hoping that right here, Leading Edge can start to spearhead it, but you can't do it alone. We need everyone, we need the good guys to rally and defend cooperation for agents and the consumers and our own companies.
We need to be the good guys, as we always are. And the other aspect about this comes down to leadership. You as a principal, a manager, or broker owner of a real estate firm, I feel you have a fiduciary obligation to be cooperating within your industry, to say to all of your agents, we need to play by the rules, we need to do the right thing, and we need to fairly offer cooperation to our agents and expose for our consumer the property in the right way.
Yeah. So with that, I'm willing to talk, and maybe we should hold an event, Paul. Maybe we should gather people together. We have to be careful about antitrust issues, but we should invite all the companies, including those that we think maybe aren't behaving, to kind of let them know what we're up to, and hopefully help create some momentum around this. I know we were at a great meeting that GBAR put together a few years ago with all the top principals and players, and I think this is something, just enforcing our own rules is a great topic of discussion.
I think it's a great topic of discussion, and I think your idea of having some kind of an event that we all get together and discuss it further is an excellent idea, because that's the only way you will make progress. Right. So I will look forward to an event like that.
That sounds great. Well, thanks for tuning in on this dark listing series. We're going to shed light on the listings going forward. And that from Leading Edge. Thank you, Paul, for doing this series with me.
Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.